The Bryant Park blog is counting its pennies, and we're counting on your contributions too. Web editor Laura Conway is here with the next fancy steps.
Good morning, Thierry. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right, so today on the blog, we're going to keep this conversation going about the economy. We're going to be talking about who's nervous and who's broke and who's flush with cash. I had this friend of mine, Ruben Guisatz. He was an intern of mine, actually, in New York City back in 2000. And he sat down with me over the holidays. He's experiencing the economic downturn, too, except that for Ruben, this thing is great news because he's from Europe. So what he's finding is that his money in the United States is going twice as far, even in a great big city like New York. And he told me a little bit about the mental gymnastics he used to have to do to avoid spending too much money in New York.
You could pretty much divide everything. You had to have an idea how much things would cost in Swiss francs. You had to multiply everything by two, every dollar by two. And now you don't need to anymore because it's pretty much the same.
Let's say you wanted to buy a sandwich and the sandwich was $5. You're saying that you had to think of that as 10 Swiss francs.
Pretty much, yeah.
And now it's
9
five.
To 10.
Okay, and now it's 5 Swiss francs.
Yes.
So that's half.
That's half, yeah. And that's pretty much what you would pay in Switzerland in a small town of 30,000 people.
So, you know, he's talking about New York, spending money in New York in 2000. 7 years later, he's spending half as much money.
Wow.
That says something about what your dollar's worth. And if you're feeling like your dollar isn't going as far, it's because it's not. So we'll keep that going a little bit on the blog today.
Yeah, I also want to point people to something, a post I wrote on the blog about the movie Cloverfield. I was so excited to see it. I went out and I saw it. After I read a review from the New York Times saying that maybe the movie showed coastal insensitivity, really called to task the directors, who both live in L.A., Matt Reeves and J.J. Abrams, the producer, for taking images that look directly like 9/11
mm-hmm.
and putting them in the movie. And
mm-hmm.
they use the word, the film critic used the word tacky.
And plastering these things all over New York City
yeah.
subways and everywhere else.
But there's these particularly two images in the film which are really, it's that
it
cloud of dust. It is 9/11. And some of our bloggers, people have been weighing in on that. So I'm hoping people will check out that post and tell me what they think if they've seen Cloverfield.
Did you like the movie?
I like the movie very, very much. I have some problems with it.
Does it tack too close to 9/11 imagery?
I think there is this one scene. It's that scene we've all seen of that giant dust cloud coming through the canyon. It looks exactly like that, and it did make my heart seize.
And the way it's shot only adds to that.
Yeah. That was the one scene I sort of maybe agreed with Manola Dargis from the New York Times. But otherwise, I liked the movie. She didn't like the movie, but I thought it was pretty good. Anything else we should pay attention to with 15 seconds left, Laura?
Twitter.com/BPP. Come talk to us. We're there all the time.
Laura, are you there right now?
I am.
See?
You can tweet at us. This is npr.org. Well, actually, we're the Bryant Park Project. You can visit us at npr.org, something like that.